Hendon, and working on his note there a little bit here this morning. Hopefully we can get him back on the air here today. So he went to visit them yesterday, I know, and he might have an answer there for us. And if not, give him a phone call and see. They'll probably need a ride for sure. Larry doesn't drive anymore. So, we'll make those arrangements once we know if they're coming or not. But, yeah, it's probably, I'm thinking that they won't be. But everything surprises me from day to day, who shows up and who doesn't to these events. And Leon, no, he's been quiet. I haven't heard a peep from him, actually. Not sure what's going on there. I know he hasn't been feeling very good there with his back issues and stuff there. His back has been giving him trouble again. I know last time I talked to him, which was about maybe, I don't know, 3-4 months ago. So, yeah, maybe I give those guys a call there, maybe on the landline, and see what their plans are. Back to you.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think I might have his number here, so maybe I'll try and see if I can catch him on the phone or something. That's Leon, anyway. That is, catch him on the phone maybe later this evening or something like that. So, does he do texts at all, or does he mostly into voice calls? Over.
He does texts, but slow responding. So if you want to hear from, sometimes he'll respond fairly soon, but most cases they don't look at that too much. If he gets a chance to look at his phone there, then reply back. But otherwise, you know, you can go maybe a day or two without getting any word with the text message. So best is to call him on the phone there. And I'll let you know probably by lunchtime here if you're going to be around. You're working today, so. So I'll text you there if I hear anything about Larry and Grace, and we'll go from there. Over.
Yeah, I'm just going to get ready to leave here for work right away. I got to work all day. So, text is probably the easiest way because I won't be on the radio probably till after supper here tonight. So, but, yeah, that would be good. And I'll try and send you a... I've been keeping track of all the attending and stuff here and the emails I got in a little spreadsheet, so maybe I'll shoot that to you too just so you can see it and have it.
Yeah, Roger. Doesn't work good for Mark. He's not coming until the following week up in Roblin there. He lives in Souris, and too much of a travel for a special trip there for it, so I don't think he'll be making it. And also Wade, I'm not sure about Wade if he's making it or not, because he's not living in Roblin anymore. So, but we'll see. Bill's coming. He's going to be here for sure, he says so. Yeah, maybe just double check. He said he never got nothing from you there, so. But anyways, I sent him an email yesterday, and I didn't hear nothing back from him either, so. Maybe I'll text him and see if he got my email as well. He might have a problem with his email program there. Anyways, won't keep you. You got a big day there today, have yourself a good day and a safe drive into work there this morning there. Over.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Yeah, I got an email from Wade, and he said that he wouldn't be able to make it. So, and I'll mark Bill down on the list here, too, since you said you've talked to him. So, And, yeah, hopefully it's a good day at work. Shouldn't be too bad. It looks pretty nice and sunny out there so far today. So, light breeze, and not sure what the temperature is here. Sitting at about 16 here this morning, so should be good. Got a couple things scheduled and lined up, and, yeah, hopefully go through the day, and it's a quick one, and then back home here. So, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. So, anyways, that's all I have here for you for news. Not much. You had all the news there, so, yeah. So, we'll talk to you probably this evening, or after supper, or whatever. So, keep in touch, and we'll see how it goes. And, yeah, like, sometimes you'll get last-minute people showing up, and, sometimes people don't email you saying that they're coming because they leave it right to the last minute, and if it's nice, they're going to hop in their vehicle and come. So yeah, that's why a person ends up with, more people than usually is when you get replies back. So that happens just about every year. I think 1 year or two, was last year maybe even, I only got 11 return emails, so and we ended up getting what over 20 people. So it was a nice surprise there. So back to you. So I wouldn't put too much grain of salt there in that and who's replied back there. It usually never holds true, which is a good thing. Have more people than expected there always. More the merrier. VA4CJP, V5RJM, back to you there for a final. 7-3.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, yeah, I kind of expected that. You know, sometimes people last-minute decisions or that's how my... I got a few people in my family that operate like that. They don't know what's going on until they wake up in the morning. Hi, hi. But, yeah, it's definitely good. The more the merrier. So, and I was thinking that we usually seem to see about 20-ish there all the time. So hopefully there's hopefully we get about that many or so. It'll be a good day anyway. So, and I did send an email over to Marty to see if he would share it with any of the Dauphin guys because there was a couple of them that came down there last year. So that would be good, too, if a couple of those guys popped in and showed up. Would be awesome. So, but... yeah, I better get going here and get on the road. I guess I'll have my radio on the road here when I get in the truck here in another 5 minutes. So I'll be monitoring day 73's to you for now, and back to you for final, VA4, CJP.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it was nice for them to show up, and I think they all had a good time. So I think they were going to come this year if, nothing else got in the way. Because, well, it's a little bit of a drive for everybody, right? So, but what the heck, it only happens once a year. So, but anyhow, Darren was the only one that offered to come help, but him driving... today and then going back home and then driving again tomorrow morning, I just figured I think I can manage here getting some of it, and what I don't, we could finish up in the morning there on Saturday. So, and if it's raining, it's raining. Not much a person can do about it there. So, but we'll figure it out. We're not going to melt there. Hi, hi. Might want to bring a rain jacket, though, or something like that, or some type of jacket that repels water. Hi, hi. Back to you.
Yeah, I'll have to see there. I don't even know if I have a rain jacket anymore, but maybe I could grab the one I use at work, and I'll bring that. And then I'll stand out for sure in a high-vis rain jacket. Hi, hi.
Most of them are all bright yellow anyway, so or That's what they used to be, but now you can get them in fashion colors. Hi. But yeah, high-vis, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you'll be dry, that's the most important thing. But anyhow, yeah, I've got a rain jacket here too, a couple of them here, but I have to find them. That's another trick. But anyways, won't keep you at 7-3. B5RGM will be clear on your final 7-3.
Yeah, sounds good. Nice chatting with you this morning as well. So BA4CJP is clear.
Yeah, just enjoying my coffee here, watching the news. I'm not a whole lot good on there anytime. I don't know why I watch it. Anyways, those earthquakes, too, that's devastating. Wow. They lost a lot of people there in Venezuela. They're showing some pictures of that there. Anyways, V5RGM, we'll be monitoring. 7-3.
JMV5BBZ Mobile. Good morning, Randy.
Well, there's a familiar call sign I haven't heard for a long time. How you doing, Bob? And I take it you're working around Yorkton. You're coming in 5 here anyways. Good copy on your signal. V5BBZ, V5RJM.
Getting the mail on you guys there. I'm getting a bit organized for Seals Day, I guess, this weekend. Probably won't be doing anything that way, but yeah, we're going to be camping down at the Moose Mountain Park next week and for 2 weeks, so I might have the opportunity to jump on there. I believe the Moose Mountain repeater is working good. Last time I was in Estevan, I heard some chatter on there, but anyway, that's the way it goes, I guess. And otherwise, how are things with you these days? Yes, I'm just heading into Yorkton for a quick trip here to make some, kind of an appropriate day to come to Yorkton. I used to always schedule my maintenances in Yorkton on Friday before Fields Day so I could come out here and go out to the Yorkton one. But I guess there's no Yorkton Field Day anymore. V5 RJM, V5 BBZ Mobile.
Oh yeah, we still have our field days, except that they're, we had to change locations. We lost our site there in Yorkton. It used to be at Phone Hill. And but we've got it here by Kenora, about a mile east of Kenora there on the junction there when you come in. So I can forward you a GPS location and so forth there if you wish, but it's probably out of your way there to come up this way. But yeah, fine business on that. Well, camping is always good there, and yeah, the repeater there, as far as I know, is working pretty good, and the node is connected up to at Kevin's place there. It's connected up to the rest of the system here on the park system, and it works very well. So anyhow, just enjoying my coffee here. And so are you going to be coming this way more often now, or is this just a one-time thing there? Over.
RJMV5BBZ. I don't know what to say, a one-time thing, but yeah, my coworker was in Manitoba at Portage doing an install, and so there was, it's normally his territory. I gave up most of my out-of-town territory and just more or less in Regina. But when he's away, I try to take care of his stuff, and this is one of those jobs. So we'll hopefully be able to take care of that and save him the trouble when I'm on vacation. So that's what we're doing here. And, yeah, we're just getting on to Queen Street, I guess is called. So we're just about here. And, I got to remember, this is only